I really shouldn't be dilly-dallying getting started on my studies, but it's such a beautiful morning. So long as I prepare the master's breakfast tea, I'm certain he won't be too bothered by me not diving face first into the old tomes the moment my eyes open. There we are. And just like that, he should be... Good morning, Master. I hope you slept well. You had troubling dreams. Ah, I am sorry to hear that. Care to tell me about them while you have your tea? Breakfast will be properly prepared shortly. I'll listen whilst I cook, if you'd like. Excellent. I am in a good mood this morning. I have a feeling that today is going to be better than yesterday. Truthfully, isn't that the ultimate objective? To always be improving. And today, I will... Whoa. Caught them. See? Always improving. Yesterday, those pots would have been strewn all over the floor, smashed to pieces. As you say, Master, with hips like these, it's a wonder anything I walk past survives unscathed. Here you are, Master. Your tea. And your breakfast will be ready in just a mo- You wish me to levitate the food to you. Oh. Are you sure that's the wisest idea? No. Of course I'm not questioning your authority. Just your sanity. As you wish, sir. Wow. I did it. How's your breakfast, Master? Delicious. My victories are innumerable this morning. Punishment? I did exactly as you asked. Punishment on what grounds? Oh, you're giving me a surprise assessment right now. The most basic tenet of magic is that thoughts become things, Master. Belief gives us power, knowing that we are capable of... I see. Any consequences I face now are because I had so little faith in myself and my abilities. Yes, sir. I understand. What does the current monarchy have to do with anything? My sincerest apologies. I did not think that you don't truly think they'll enact a sorceress draft for the king's army, do you? You've already been through two of them. Master, that's impossible. If you'd been drafted in the last two major wars, that would make you at least 300 years old? You're joking. You're not joking. Well, I must say, you don't look a day over 30, sir. Oh, come now. You know you enjoy my sense of humor, or you'd have blasted me off through a portal to be a snack for some random eldritch abomination or other. 'Tis not only my sense of humor you enjoy, Ah, Master. You are a shameless flatterer. Indeed, 'twas your reputation in many areas of study that led to me petitioning to learn under you, Master. Under you, atop you, beside you, on my knees. I desire nothing more than to learn from you, to absorb your teachings, to increase my power, to become as indispensable as you are, sir. I'm certain this clumsiness of mine will lessen with time, and I shall become a force to be reckoned with. Perhaps even strong enough to match you one day. Master, please give me my proper morning meal now. Why must you be so cruel, sir? With me already on my knees and that tantalizing wand of yours so very, very close, how could you deny me? Of course, I still have room for you. It may be a bit of a stretch and a tight fit, but there shall never be a day where I cannot make room for you, Master. Part your robe for me. Thank you, sir. Your thighs certainly rank among my favorite parts of your body. They need not be large and bulging to be shapely, to be the perfect consistency to grip between my fingers, to be just the right size to sit upon, or to be pressed and pounded beneath. You want me to what? And you will not deem this to be disrespectful if I do as you ask. Are you certain? No, Master, you're right. I shouldn't question you, so. Not that we haven't gotten up to all manners of debauchery otherwise. As you wish. You wish for me to polish this wand until it's so shiny you can see your reflection in it. I shall do my best, Master. I'm ready. Go on then. What's the matter, Master? Don't you want to see your lovely apprentice covered in your seed? Well, perhaps I am being a bit greedy this morning. I hadn't had any breakfast at all yet. You know that it's easiest for a mind to focus when the belly is full. I must say, you are positively delicious this morning, Master. Well, of course I have to get you clean. Can't teach properly otherwise, can you? Now then, do you have the rest of my breakfast?